Because the Gemara on Gittin Daf Gimel Amud Aleph says, "From the Gemara, the Rabba Dar Malafi she aimed the kiyam l'shma, man haytana the boy ksiva l'shma, uboy chasim l'shma." According to Rabba, that says that the reason for saying before nechta before nechtam is because aimed the kiyam l'shma. So who is the Tana that says that you need the shma for both ksiva and chasima on a star? So Irav Meir chasima boy ksiva loy boy, because Rav Meir holds that the chasima is the ikar part of the star. And the Gemara asks you, Rabba Lazar, ksiva boy chasima loy boy. According to Rabba Lazar, is in reverse, and therefore you should only need the Shema on the Ksiva and not on the Chasima. Shrek to Bekiv Eger Afanart, that L'chera, maybe Rabba holds like Shmuel, and the Gemara says, according to Shmuel, the Ksav Sefer Ve'ed is B'dievet Kosher, and if it's a Sefer Muvik, then even the Chatkila is Kosher with the Ksav Sefer Ve'ed, in which case what this means is that the writing of the Sefer is considered to be an Edus. So he says, if the Ksiva of the Sefer is an Edus, so maybe even though you don't need Ksiva the Shema, I mean, didn't Ksiva, but if you have, it's almost like another chasima. So, in fact, you'd be kivager that you should need the shema on the ksiva because the sefer blibes another aid. And he says that if you would not have the shema on the ksiva, then it will be a getter of nimsa echem hem kar apostle, and then the whole aidus will be batal. You wouldn't be able to be machshir the star with only the aid of chasima themselves because they were the shema, since the sefer, who's another aid, is not being kais of the shema. So, Zakhtu be kivager, mehechruch this kasha. He says that if you have a number of Edim who are chasumim on the star, and some of them are chasum l'shma, and some of them are chasum l'shalei l'shma, that the get would be kosher, and you would not say, nimsa echem hem karev apostle, that the edusim is betela, you would not say that begetter by l'shma. Why is that? He says that normally the din of nimsa echem hem karev apostle is talking about apsul haguf, when there's something wrong with the aid that apostles him from being made, so then you can say that just like he's apostle, then the other Edim are also apostle. But when it comes to l'shma, so it's not a psul in the aid. So therefore, the fact that he didn't write out the Shema is not going to pasul the other Edom on the star. So the Rishim has all cleared about what the pshat is in the din of Nimsim Echem Hem Karev Apostle to try to understand what Rabbi Kiv Eger is saying. And he says that, l'chera, there's two ways that we can understand Nimsim Echem Hem Karev Apostle, that the Edus becomes batal. One of them is that whatever the psul is on the Edom Psulim is Nimshach to the other Edom that come with him, and therefore they all have a getter of Psulim b'negea, this particular Haggadah's Edus. That's one pshat. He says, or we could say that maybe it's a Gzer, I mean, it is a Gzer, it's a Kosev. I mean, we could say pshat, and the Gzer, it's a Kosev is that the Kat, which is coming to be made, once is a Psul in one member of the Kat, so then that Kat is now unable to be made any longer. It's a Psul in the group. And it's not a psul in individual aid. And we don't say the psul of this aid is nimshach onto the other aid. But rather, this whole haggadah is now nifsal, and therefore, it's not going to work anymore. So says the Rashiva, l'chaira, Rabbi Kiva Eger's vart over here, that we need a psul haguf in order to say nimshach mehem karev apostle. But by a getter of the shema, we're not going to say nimshach mehem karev apostle. He says, that's very nice. If we're going to understand the pshat nimshach mehem karev apostle, is that the psul of the apostle aid is nimshach onto the other Edom. He says, then we can be machalik between Absul HaGuf and the Edom himself, or a thing which is a technicality, that the Edom is Be'etzem Kosher, and Nervos, he wasn't Chaisim L'Shma. He says, but if it's Absul in the Kat, if it's Absul in the Haggadah as the Edus, then what's the difference whether it's Absul HaGuf or not? The Vod is there's a Chasaran in this Haggadah as the Edus, and therefore, if we need the Shema over here, and the Absul is in the Shema, so then the whole Edus is going to be possible. So the Chayr from Rabbi Kiv Eger, it seems clear that he's understanding that it's about that the psul of the pasul aid is nimshach on the other aid, and says Rosh Shiva, but this may not be so clear. He brings a raya to this from the Ran, that says by the Gemara is talking about by an eved that brings a get, and it's talking about plakina dibur that you can be mam in the eved. The star says he brings a star that says asmecha nechasai knuyin loch, that the star is being meshachra the eved, and it's also saying that the balabas is giving all of his belongings to the eved. So we say plakina dibur, and that the eved is neman Benegeh the Shah Shechrur, because even though he's an Eved and it's himself, nonetheless, he is Neman for that. But in terms of the Nechasim, he's not Neman. And says the Ran, that we could say the same thing would apply also if somebody brings a get in Chutz Laretz, he brings a get for a woman, and it says in the get also a Shtar Matana of Nechasim, where the Baal says, this is your get, and also here's a Shtar Matana of all his Nechasim. So you have this one aid who's bringing this get, so he's Neman to say before an Echtam, and therefore she is going to be divorced, but he's not Neman on the Nechasim. So says the Ran, the only thing is that we can't say that, he says, because it blibes the Eidus of Batla Mitzvah, Batla Kula. The Haggadah's Eidus of this Shliach is on two Nekudis, right? It's on the Get, that the Get is Kosher, before an Echtam, and also it's on the Matan of the Nechasim. That's also Shri Kosher for that. And if we're not going to be Maimon him, Benegeah the Nechasim, says the Ran, then it blibes the Eidus of Batla Mitzvah, Batla Kula, and therefore it shouldn't be Chal his eder shouldn't be believed, even b'negeya the gerushin itself. So the Rashi brings that the Rush says in Makkos that the din of eder shabat l'mitzasa bat l'kula is learned from the din of nimzei echa mehem karav apostle. So however we're going to understand the din of nimzei echa mehem karav apostle is going to be explaining how we also understand the din of eder shabat l'mitzasa bat l'kula. So he says, if we're saying that the vart is that the psul of the aid is nispashe to the other aidim in the group, so then b'negei aidu shabat l'mitzasa bat l'kula, we would say the same thing, that the psul that this aid has, b'negei the nechasim of the baal, should carry over also to the get, to the b'fananachtam, that the aid is being made over here. Frekta Roshiva, that doesn't work out, because apostle is kosher. So even if we want to say that the shliach is going to be apostle, it's not going to possible the Eidus from before Nechtam, because you don't need to be kosher to be made in before Nechtam. So he says it must be from the Ran, that if the Ran is asking Eidus about Lakula on this din of somebody who brings a get that has a Matanos Nechasim in it with it also, it must be that the Ran is understanding that the psul of Eidus about Lakula and Nimsa Echem Him Kor Apostle really is that the whole Haggadah's Eidus is Batal. And thus, the Ran, that the Haggadah's Eidus is Batal, but the Gea this is Batal, but the Gea that also. So we see that the Ran is saying, L'chaira, from his kasha, not like the way that Rabbi Kivager is understanding. So then we're back to Rabbi Kivager's original kasha, that we can't just say that there's a chiluk between a psul aguf and not a psul aguf. Because if the vart, nimzei echa mehem karav apostle, is the vart that the haggadah's eidus itself doesn't work. So if the haggadah's eidus itself doesn't work, then you can't be mechalik between a psul aguf and not a psul aguf. So the Rashi Tzal says that it's possible that we can be miyasha Rabbi Kivager with the Rambam. Rabbi Kivager himself says during the shtickle he has a habamina to say that maybe we can be miyashiv the kasha and say that since the sefer himself knows that the baal is going that the lechatchilu ksav sefer v'edus possible, so therefore maybe he's not mechaven l'shem edus. Rabbi Kivager is clarifying about whether the sefer is mechaven l'shem edus or not as a possibility to be miyashiv his kasha. He believes that it's not miyashiv his kasha. But in any case, Rabbi Kivager seems to be learning that you need kavana on the behalf of the cipher in order to be the ksav cipher to be considered an edus. So, Zakt Roshiva the Rambam says beferish not like that. The Rambam says in Hilchas Edus in Perek Hay that somebody who sees an edus can be made even if he wasn't mechaven to be made when he was seeing the edus. So he says clearly you don't need kavana to be made. And he says the whole halacha of needing kavana to be made is only negeya, but to the din of nitzach echem yam korv apostle. That the Edim who are Mechavin to be made are all considered to be Ekat, and that if one of them becomes apostle, then they're all apostle. But not that you can't be an Ed unless you're Mechavin to be made. So he says, Dr. Roshiva, according to the Rambam, we can be Miyashu, Rabbi Kivager's Kasha. Because maybe Enechanami, the Sefer Taka was not Mechavin to be made. Right? And because he was not Mechavin to be made, even though he's not Mechavin to be made, he's still a Kasher Ed, and that's why, but the Evig Saf Sefer of the Ed is Kasher, that's fine. Apostle, he's not part of the Kat, because he wasn't Mechavin to be made. Fakir. Dafka, the fact that he was not mechavan to be made is what makes it possible that he does not pass all the other edim al shalei l'shma, even though he was chesim shalei l'shma. And therefore, Rabbi Kivager's kasha is not fair. So yeah, and chanami, he could be an aid, at least by the evid, if he's not a mumcha. But it's not a kasha why doesn't his shalei l'shma pass all the shalei l'shma of the other edim, because since he wasn't mechavan to be made, therefore he's not part of the kat, and therefore he can't pass all the rest. Okay, so Zakta Rashiva, Abra, there's a Gemara in Krisus that seems to say, not like the Rambam. The Gemara increases. So the Mishnah is on Yud Aleph Amud Beis, and the Mishnah is talking about whether Edim can be Mechayev a person to bring a carbon. If Edim say, Lamashal, that you ate Chalev, and he says, no, I didn't eat Chalev. So are the Edim then went to Mechayev a carbon? So Rav Meir says that they are Mechayev, that they can't be Mechayev a carbon, and the Chum disagree. So Rav Meir says, it's Kal V'Chamer, if they can be Mechayev a Misa, why can't they be Mechayev a carbon? So the Gemara says on Yud Beis Amud Beis, if two Edom come and they're made on let's say Reuven, that he knows Edus for a certain situation and that he should come to Bezin and his Mechuyev, and he says Lo Yadati, so he's Pater Mishulas Edus. Why? Diboy Omar Lo Niskavanti Le Edus, says the Gemara, because he could have said, yeah, you're right, I knew the Edus, right? He's not arguing on the Edim. He's saying, I knew the Edus, but I can't come to be made because I was not Mechaven to be made at the time that I saw the Edus. And therefore, they can't be Mechaven Mekarben Shvua, because if he's not a Kosher Ed, then they can't be Mechaven Mekarben Shvua. So the Chari, you see from the first Gemara in Krisus that you need Kavanah to be made, which is not like the Rambam, which is like what Rabbi Kivager's Havamin is in a different teretz, but L'Chair, you see, not like the Rambam, that that an aid who's not machamen to be made cannot be made. That being an aid would require a kavana. Zog Rashiva Zasal, but there's Raya's Fakert from a couple of places. He brings two, but he says that there's many more. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says by Eidos Lavana. The Gemara says, Reinu Vishuv Loi Reinu, Ein Mi Eden Alav. And the Gemara explains what's going on. They saw Lavana without Kavana, and then they went back with Dafka to look for it, the Kavana, and they couldn't find it. So are they able to be made or not? And the Gemara says, the only reason why they can't be made is because they have to be Cheshish, and maybe the first time they didn't actually see the Lavana, they saw a cloud. Mashmah, if they knew they did not see a cloud, if it was Borer that they saw a Lavana, then they could have been made on the Lavana, even though they did not have Kavana to be made. So you see, the Eidus does not require Kavana at the time of Re'iyah in order to be able to give a Haggadah's Eidus. And also he brings a Raya from the Gemara in Erech, and the Gemara in Erech and Yezayin Vabay says that there's a Gzeres HaKosav, that an aid has to be kosher, b'shas Re'iyah, and also b'shas Haggadah. And the Gemara says, what's the case? For example, he saw an Eidus Nageya, his son-in-law, and then his daughter died. So b'shas Re'iyah, he was a possible aid because he's a Karav, and now b'shas Haggadah, he's a kosher aid because his son-in-law died. His daughter died, I'm sorry, so he's not related anymore. So the Gemara brings him a Pasuk that's not a kosher Haggadah's Eidus, you need to have kashas b'tchila b'saif. Zakti Rav Shiva, that if you want to tell me that you need kavanah to be made, he knew he was apostle aid. He knew that when his daughter was alive, he knew that he was apostle aid. So his zikr wasn't mechavan to be made, b'shas Re'iyah. So why do I need gzeiras hakasav to say that you have to be kosher aid in the beginning of it also? He wasn't mechavan to be made. So if you need kavanah to be made, then you don't need a pasuk to say that he can't be made now after his daughter dies. Elamai, you see from that Gemara also that you don't need kavanah in order to be made. So look how we have a seer in Sugis about whether an aid needs kavanah or not. So Zakti Rav Shiva, to be miyashav, this seer, he says that there's two types of Edom. He says there's an Ed which is mechavan to be made when he sees whatever the event is, in which case he's considered to be an Ed now already. He's called an Ed. And he says then there's another person who saw the event, and he can come to Bezin and be made, but right now he doesn't have a get of an Ed, because right now he wasn't mechavan to be made at the Shas of the Re'iyah. If Yitaka comes to Bezin, then Bezin is mekabel him, so he will be made, and when he's being made now, he'll become an Ed, which is Haggadah's Edus. But he's not an Ed before he comes to Bezin to be made, he's not an Ed, because he didn't have kavanah to be made. So he says, Mamela, what we're saying is that Taka, you don't need Kavanah in order to be made. A person who sees something without Kavanah Lahoyed can still come to Bezin, and Bezin will hear his Edus. Narvaz, he says that in order to be Chayav a Karban Shvuah, in the Gemara in Krisos, he says, Karban Shvuah is only Chal on somebody who is an Ed. So if two Edom are coming and saying, you saw this thing, so if he wasn't Mechavan to be made, he's not an Ed. If he's not an Ed, he can't be Chayav a Karban Shvuah. That's the Chiddush. So in the Chanami, he can be made, but he's not chayav a carbon just because he saw something without kavanah and doesn't go to Bezin. You're not chayav outside. You're only chayav a carbon shvua if the person had kavanah to be made and he's a getter of an aid right now, and then they're saying, you have to go, and he's saying, no, and then he doesn't go, then you can become chayav a carbon shvua. So that's miyash of the stira in the sugyas. So, which means that what we're saying is that halacha is like the Rambam taka, that halacha is like the Rambam, that you don't need kavanah in order to be made. And since you don't need kavanah in order to be made, we can say this teres that the Rashiva said before, that Rabbi Kivega's kasha, the taka, the cipher, is an aid even though he wasn't mechavan to be made. And the reason why there's no problem in the name of the Karbe Apostle is because he's not part of the kat, dafka, because he was not mechavan to be made. Okay. So the Rashiva Zasal says that maybe it's possible to miyasha Rabbi Kivega with another mahalach. And he says that it's possible that the Eidei Chasima and the Sefer are not called being made at the same time. And therefore, they would blib like two different Kidei Eidim. It wouldn't blib like one Kidei Eidim if the Eidus is not Chal at the same time. So this is because you can clear, when is the Haggadah's Eidus of Eidei Chasima? At what point are they being made? When are they saying their Eidus? Are they being made when they sign the Shtar? Is that their Haggadah's Eidus? Or is the Haggadah's Eidus when, at the Mesirah of the Shtar? So the Rishir names up for Davra Pashat, that when it comes to the Sefer, that the ksiva itself is not Haggadah's Eidus. The Haggadah's Eidus is only, it's considered Haggadah's Eidus only b'shas Mesirah. But it says it could be that we would say that by the Eidei Chasima, that their Haggadah is when they're chaysim the shtar, because here you have a valid shtar, they're being chaysim it. So that could be the Haggadah's Eidus. So the Rashida brings a raya that the Haggadah of the Eidei Chasima is also the shas of the Mesirah, just like the cipher. From the Gemara on Daf Chav Gimel Amun Aleph. The Gemara says later on, That the truth of the matter is that even if somebody founds a get in the garbage can, and he gets two Edom to sign it, and he gives it to the Isha, it's kosher. The Pasuk says, doesn't that mean that the Ksiva has to be Lashma? The Gemara says, no, Chasim is Edom. is a rabbi called Gretchen Nechtel Shalosh Mishra Pasol. The Gemara says, Emesha Nechtel Shalosh Mishra Pasol. The Gemara brings to rise, Lachar, the Ksiva needs Lashma. And the Gemara says, no, Ksiva over here means Chasima. In fact, Tais says, how could that be? How could you say that Ksiva means Chasima? The Gemara says, Ketzad Shama Kol Seifer Makrin. And the Gemara explains that, what does it mean? That they're being Mislamed. And his Havamina is, Fact Tais, that Lachar only, the Ksiva people do Islamid. Right? A Seifer practices writing Shtaris, and he's writing Shtaris without having any Kavana. But Chasima Lachar is going to be the Kavana. And Tzitzit says, no, Enechanami, the Derech Seferim Luchtev V'lachtem get Kedei L'Islamit. Tzitzit says, Enechanami, that both Ksiva and Chasima could be Shalad L'Shma, and maybe they did the whole Chasima also on Kedei L'Islamit. Frekta Rashiva, what do you got to come out to Shalad L'Shma for? If you have Edim who are Chasim Ashtar L'Islamit, you don't have any Edis. They're not being made. They're just writing their name. They're practicing writing their name. That's not an Edis. How could you possibly be Mavshir Ashtar with an Edis that's not an Edis? He says, you don't have to come out to Shalad L'Shma. The reason why these Edom are psulim, the reason why the Shtar is possible, is not because of Chasaron and Lishma, it's possible because there's no Haggadah Edos B'chlal. So the Rashi was Mechadish, that he says that since, he says in Echanami, that even if the Ksiva on the, even if the Chasima, sorry, even if the Chasima on the Shtar was done without intent to be Chasim, he says, but if they are aware, B'shas the Mesira of the Get, if they are aware, B'shas the Mesira of the Shtar, and they're Mechavim to be Meyed now, so he says, then their chasima blives chasima. Because the Haggadah Eidus of a chasima only happens b'shas the Mesira. And since they're being mechavim b'shas Mesira, that they should be meyed, even if they're not doing a pu'ula of chasima anymore, they already did the pu'ula of chasima, shalel l'shma, it doesn't make any difference in terms of being an Eidus. It will blive a Haggadah Eidus. So he says, therefore, the only chasaron will be that they don't have a chasima l'shma, because you can't change the way that they were chasim it, right? It's already done, you can't add l'shma. But he says, it would be considered a Haggadah Eidus. So he says, Vaistais, that the Haggadah Eidus is not B'shasta Chasim, but the Haggadah Eidus of Eidah Chasumim, of Eidah Chasima, is B'shasta Mesira. So he says, Eibazay, it's one cut. The Ksiva and the Chasim is happening at the same time. So he says, therefore, you can't say this teretz that we were trying to say, that maybe it's not the same Haggadah Eidus. So the Rishiv says, one more teretz that we could say, besides from the Rambam, one more teretz that we could say, that the Gemara asks, I'm sorry, the Gemara asks, there's we understand that Edom can't be made mipiksav, right? The Torah says mipiyav lo mipiksavim. So the kasha is the Rishonim talk about how could it be that a shtar works b'chlal if lachera is Edom miksav? So how does the shtar work b'chlal? And so the Baal Amor Nivama speaks this out that there's dasa mischayev that since the Baal is mitzava them to be chesim and mitzava the sefer to be chesiv, so therefore the dasa mischayev makes a shtar into a valid hagodas Edos. So says the Rashiva, it's possible that if the cipher is taka only, if the Baal is only machsim, is only chesim one aid, so then you have dasam mischayev on the ksiva. He's saying that I want you to be writing the shtar, and I want this to be part of the aidus, and he's only being chesim one aid on the shtar, and that's the gilad das, that you have dasam mischayev over here, that he wants the aid together with the cipher to be the aidus on the shtar. But if the Baal is mitzava two aidim to be chesim on the shtar, so then you don't have a dasam mischayev, you don't have a tzivu that's mechayev the cipher to be a haggadah aidus. So he says it could be that that's why the cipher, that's the issue to be Rebbe Akiva's kasha. That's why the cipher is not a problem. This echmem karva puzzle when he's chesed shalel l'shma, when he's writing shalel l'shma, because as soon as I have two edim, automatically that means that we have a gilad das of the Baal that he's not being mitzvah. There's no das amischayev on the ksiva of the cipher, and therefore he doesn't blab.